Yankees have dropped 15 of their last 21 games, and a lot of these have been gut-wrenching. They're not just losses. They're losses where the Yankees are right there. Games are turning on them. Maybe they're a step right behind the eight ball. Today, one of those that flipped upside down late, and the Yankees, especially, they consider the mojo to start this game. It's even a tougher pill to swallow at the end. Yankees, 4th of July. The fireworks were in broad daylight to start this game.
Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Hageman swung on, line drive into the gap, left center field. Got a lot of carry there. It's going in. It's gone! It's a home run for Jason Dominguez to lead this game off. It's 1-0 Yankees right out of the box.
Was he walked 5 times during the series?
Yeah. There's a high fly ball. Deep left center field. That baby's going to get way out of here. 2-0 Yankees. Aaron Judge with home run number 32. RBI number 71. And already, the Yankee bats have come alive.
What a dream start. Back-to-back Dominguez and Judge. And Justin Hageman had to be thinking, now, this was my worst nightmare entering this day. But the Mets quickly, they picked him up. They said, no problem. We'll support you. Took advantage of a miscue. Bottom of the first inning. A miscue into a blast.
Stroman 1-1. Looked good in his last outing. Here's the next pitch. Swung on a slicing drive to left field. Backing up Dominguez. He took a fatal 2 steps in. And it goes over his head. And into second is Nimmo.
Yeah, did not play that one well. He stood stock still. He had taken 2 steps in and then had to go back and get it.
1-2 here to Soto. Swung on a fly ball. Hit well. Left center field. Going back. Bellinger on the track. Watching. It's gone. Got a tie ball game. Juan Soto with his 21st home run. RBIs 49 and 50.
Dominguez opened the door and Juan Soto, he like shot through it. And whatever was bothering him, part one of the Subway Series, no more. That's his 12th home run since June 1st, hitting around 330 over that stretch. And Stroman, he hit Jeff McNeil with 2 away in that first inning. Then allowed a base hit, second pitch to Luis Torrens. But Stroman, nice recovery. Brett Beatty, a bouncer to second. And that would start a nice cruise job for Stroman the rest of the way. Kept it even. 2-2 game. And Hageman bounced back a 1-2-3 second on just 7 pitches. And Stroman, he returned serve. And it was highlighted by a 3-pitch strikeout. Completely wiped out Ronnie Mauricio in that second inning. So you got a 2-2 game into the third inning. And all he could ask for Marcus Stroman starting to settle in. Yankees and Mets weren't thrilled with home plate ump Mike Estabrook's strike zone early in this game. Aaron Boone, his former bench coach, Carlos Mendoza, the Mets manager, both barking vehemently. Maybe Estabrook had to get out of here early. That's what it seemed like. Rung up LeMahieu and Judge on outside cutters in that third inning. They were borderline pitches, but appeared outside. Another 1-2-3 for Hageman in that second inning with strikeouts and 8 in a row total for Hageman. And then he had the Mets with a chance to break the deadlock. Bottom of the third inning. 1 out. Soto, he stayed sizzling hot. A double to right center field off Stroman. That set up Pete Alonso. RBI single, trickled by Volpe slide. It snuck past him. It gave the Mets a 3-2 lead. But the Yankees' immediate pop, top of the fourth, looking to tie it. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's a high fly ball. Deep down the right field line. That baby's getting out of here. Upper tight. Cody Bellinger ties it at 3-3. Bellinger with home run number 13. RBI number 45.
Bellinger has been dialed in, locked the game up at 3 there. Electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. So tied at 3, Hageman, he wrapped up the top of the fourth. Change-ups to strikeout Goldschmidt and Escarra. So 5 strikeouts through 4 for Hageman. And talking about this pitching matchup, 3-3 game, bottom 4. Both teams would immediately sign for that. Stroman did jump ahead of Beatty, but Beatty poked a single to left. And on the next pitch, 5 stars in the fourth.
Here's Ronnie Mauricio. Tall, slender, switch hitter. Struck out on 3 pitches, first time up.
That's how you snap a 1-for-3.
And ground ball, smothered by Goldie. Throws to second for 1. Back to first, double play. Beautifully done. Started by Paul Goldschmidt, 3-6-3.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. So Goldschmidt turned to that beauty. It meant that a 2-out walk from Stroman to Tyrone Taylor didn't matter at all. Stroman wiped out Nimmo with his splitter. 4 innings, completed the 4-3-3 game. And in the fifth, Hageman, he got a sharp liner from Volpe to center field. 1 away, but LeMahieu, first pitch, base hit up the middle. So Carlos Mendoza said, that's enough. He came out and grabbed Hageman. Austin Warren jogged in. First career appearance against the Yankees. And he had the red-hot Jason Dominguez. Already a homer on the day. The Mendoza move at the time was sound, but this backfired.
And here's the pitch. Swung on a slicing drive. Left field, deep. Going back, Nimmo. Look it up. It's gone! It's gone! He hit a two-run homer opposite field again down the left field line. And the Yankees take a 5-3 lead.
That insurance run, Dominguez coming home on the two-run shot, brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. Dominguez, there needs to be a new category, not just red hot. He is beyond it at this stage. Bottom five, a 5-3 lead for Marcus Stroman on Dominguez's second homer of the day here at Citi Field. And Stroman took it and ran with it. He buried Lindor with the splitter, then Soto, third hit, a one-out single, put him a triple shy of the cycle, but Stroman, you know, unfazed. He got Alonso to fly to center. A pitch clock auto ball followed against Jeff McNeil. Stroman really unhappy. But Aaron Boone came out. He intercepted Stroman. And Stroman just kind of shrugged his shoulders eventually. Struck out McNeil. Brushed it off. Stroman sturdy again today. 5 innings, 3 runs. And the Yankees, they couldn't add for him in the 6th inning against Warren. And a full inning for Austin Warren. Volpe, the inning-ending double play. So bottom six, Ian Hamilton. He came out there looking to build some momentum. The command's been an issue for Hamilton almost all year, and he gave one back. Brett Beatty, one out. Soto shot to right field. A base hit from Ronnie Mauricio followed, put the tying run on. So after Hamilton got the 9-hitter, Tyrone Taylor, to fly to left, Aaron Boone went to Tim Hill. Lefty on lefty, top of the order, Brandon Nimmo, and a ground ball to third. Fielder's choice, LeMahieu, saved a catastrophe here. Wild throw from Jazz. DJ stayed with it and got Mauricio overrunning the bag on what ended up being a fielder's choice E5, but it ended that inning. So sort of an exhale end to that 6th inning. And 7th inning, 5-4 Yankees clinging. Hill still out there after the Yankees couldn't solve Oscar Brazoban in the top half. First pitch grounder. Hill got it from Francisco Lindor. Then Hill, he got Soto. First guy to get Soto all day. Fly ball to barely deep left center field. Put away for the second out. So 2 out, nobody on. Yankees still 5-4 lead. Aaron Boone, he went to Luke Weaver for Pete Alonso. And Weaver needs to get right here. George Springer basically turned him into batting practice in Toronto. Weaver walked Alonso and then fell behind Jeff McNeil 3-1. And here's today's Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
The pitch, swung on, drive to deep right field. Going way back, upper deck, out of here. Two-run homer, Jeff McNeil. And a 6-5 Mets lead, 7th inning here at Citi Field.
The red-hot Jeff McNeil stayed red-hot, and that one in a much bigger spot than usual. Our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Suited to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So you look up, all of a sudden, whoa, all that positive mojo and momentum gone. Yankees looking to snap this losing streak? No. Jeff McNeil, the home run. Mets a 6-5 lead. And the Yankees have to contend with Reed Garrett, the tough Reed Garrett, right-hander coming out of the pen. 8th and 9th inning. Edwin Diaz unavailable with all that work lately. One out single by Jazz in the 8th for the Yanks, but nothing. Garrett, no trouble. He got Rice, who was pinch hitting for Ascara. A fly ball to pretty deep left center. Just missed it. That ended the 8th. Scoreless 8th inning for Garrett. And the 9th inning highlighted by a one out, diving, smothering, lunging play by who else but Jeff McNeil. What a day he had on the 4th. LeMahieu grounded to his left. McNeil stayed with it. Got up, fired out DJ for the second out of the inning. And with 2 out, Jason Dominguez, spotlight found him. 2 homers on the day. Got ahead 3-1. Aaron Judge in the on-deck circle. Dominguez swinging away on 3-1. Grounded to second. And the Yankees fall 6-5 to start this weekend, this holiday weekend at Citi Field. The Mets have dropped 14 of their last 19 entering today. They did win that series against Milwaukee, 2 out of 3 to bounce back. So the Mets have now won 3 straight games, but the Yankees, the losing streak grows to 5, and they are 48-40 on the season. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship station, WFAN.